it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Jay, welcome back. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. So glad you're with us for a Wednesday afternoon. It is Hump Day, and we're talking a lot of hoops. And Larry Bones beside me, and it's now time to switch gears to the Kelly Bertdozer High School Report. Kelly Bertdozer, your number one excavating contractor. Give Kelly Bertdozer a call at 778-1902. He's proudly supporting the youth of our community, and I'm telling you what, you can't say every day, Larry, you're going. We're talking basketball. We're talking about a number one ranked team in the nation. I understand they have a 6'8 or 6'9 guy, Tanner Field, the head coach of the Aggieland homeschoolers, and I'm sure he's going to have a lot of things to tell us that we don't know about, man. That's why you got him on.
Well, see, we are having Tanner Field on. Tanner's been on the show with us before. I don't think the previous appearance they were ranked number one in the nation. And to be honest, I got a note from his assistant coach, Scott Stoltz, a couple of weeks ago. So I'm hoping that ranking is still holding on. But regardless of it, whether they might have slipped from one down to whatever, obviously having a great year. Tanner, thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Are you guys still number one, Tanner?
As far as I know, we are, but to be honest with you, the whole national rankings with homeschool, I don't necessarily keep up with it all the time.
Right. So. But it is a big nation, though, Tanner.
It's a big group of teams to be ranked that way, and you know, Texas has always kind of been proud to have one of the teams up there at one or two, you know, one of the programs out of the Houston area, HCYA, you know, they were in the national finals for 13 straight years.
Wow.
So for us to be echoing that and getting that kind of notoriety to be put in those groups is always good.
Now, Tanner, we had a big story. You guys, somebody with your organization was smart enough to bypass Cease and I and got to the news people. So you got a story in on your team recently in the paper that talked about your program. When Scott sent me the note that I'm using kind of as a background here for the interview, at that time you guys were 24-7, and I know you've played some games since then. What's y'all's record now?
I think we're right at like 28-8, something right around there.
Okay.
You know, we lost the other night to a charter school out of Houston. You know, good team, Provision Academy. You know, but we play so many games, and what we've tried to do over the last 3 years is, you know, as we get better players in, we want to play better teams, and this group is just like last year, surprised me. You know, it took us a little bit of time to get going, but, you know, at this point, we've won two 6A basketball tournaments. We've beaten a couple top 20 teams based upon CBS rankings for the state of Texas. And so we're having a good year, and we're excited about the potential, you know, to go up to the national tournament for homeschool. But we're also excited to, you know, constantly get better and have opportunities to play some of the bigger and better schools and competition around the state of Texas.
The thing that really caught my attention about Scott's note talking about your season, and Scott, you know, obviously could be a marketing guy, a PR guy, in addition to serving in the clergy, because he knew to put it in bold in the notes that he sent. But three wins over 6A teams at the time he sent the note, including Austin Westlake, seven wins over 5A teams. And, of course, 5A is the classification where our local public schools compete. But those things kind of get your attention, Scott. I'm sorry, Tanner. But the thing that gets your attention is we don't know, unless I came out and watched a bunch of your games, I wouldn't really be able to figure out where you fit in, you know, how you would match up with other people. And I know you could tell us, but you don't have to come out and beat your chest and say, we're pretty good for a homeschool team. You've beaten these teams that prove it.
Yeah, you know, and we've got a couple of common games with some of the other local area teams that, you know, we would tout a little bit and be proud of, you know, but it's really just an opportunity. You know, the boys take every opportunity to get better. You know, we love to compete. we've got advantages over some of the public schools, mainly because we don't have a lot of restrictions on how many games we can play. So kids get attracted to homeschool basketball because I think this year we're going to get close to 60 games.
Wow.
And I'm not necessarily real proud of that. You know, I think we could back that down a little bit. But, you know, kids like to play.
Right.
And we'll try to find opportunities. We'll probably play in 10 tournaments.
Right.
I think the maximum amount of tournaments for a UIL school and TAP school is two or three.
Right.
And, so that's what we usually do. We go to tournaments and we get games in. And we've been lucky this year that teams out of Austin and San Antonio and Dallas and Fort Worth have invited us to some of their bigger public school tournaments, and we've won a couple of them. So whether we get invited back to those, we'll have to see next year.
You know? Well, I'll tell you what, Tanner, you just seem like such a nice young man. Cease and I obviously are the voices of experience, which means we're old. But if you're going to play 60 or so, you need to work something in the contract to get paid by the game. Because that's got to be good. Hey, we're visiting today with Tanner Field, the head coach for the Aggieland Homeschool Panthers. One of, if not the best teams in the nation for the homeschool basketball. I wanted to ask you, Tanner, to tell us a little bit about your kids. Now, Cease has a longtime friend who got some information who sent some information to Cease earlier this week that he had coached actually the father of one of your players and said that you have a big time guy who's like 6'8", 6'9". Tell us about some of your top players. Do you have anybody who's legitimate college prospects? Anybody that's being recruited?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, Jeremiah Allen is a kid from College Station, and he's 6'10", to about 250. You know, he's had offers from schools like University of Texas at Arlington, Incarnate Word's been to a lot of our practices and games, Sam Houston. You know, I think A&M at least has their eye on somebody who's 6'10 in town. You know, but we have other players. We have a kid out of Austin that joined our team this year. Who he's our point guard this year, and he's getting looked at. I actually talked to a school out of Arkansas for him today. And the nice part is we have a big junior class. You know, we have three seniors, and outside of that, you know, I start four juniors.
Wow!
And so,
you want Cease and I to be your assistant coaches next year when they're all seniors?
Sure. Come on over. You know,
now is. Barrier. Is your big kid, is the Allen kid, is he a senior or junior?
No, he's a junior.
Okay.
I have a senior, Jackson Rollo, who's been with me for the whole time that I've been with Aggieland Homeschool. Ian Dow is another one of our seniors. He's 6'9". And then we have another senior that came kind of back to us this year, Matthew Hammeter. He kind of came from the core program across town. You know, and then what's crazy about our team is I only have three returning players that played for me last year. We had a lot of new kids. Scott Stoltz's son came over from Brazos Christian. He was the MVP of that district last year. And I've coached Nathan on and off through his junior high years through some summer ball. And kind of had always been bugging him to come over. And Nathan's definitely been a contributor. But, you know, it's funny to get to coach him as a young person and now get to coach him as more of a young adult into his high school years because he's gotten a lot bigger. I think Nathan's 6'5". And, you know, and then we've got a couple College Station transfers that came over and joined us. One, Andrew Williams, that he's also one of the kids that played for me during some summer ball. So, you know, it's just a lot of good things going on with homeschool basketball, you know, and I think that the players enjoy how we do things and what we do. And, you know, we try to make it more about them and less about us. And I like to think that I've changed my coaching style, especially since the last time I talked to you guys. And I try to make it as much as I can about our players and putting in them in opportunities to succeed. And the nice part is we play so competitive because all of our kids want to play college ball. They may not all be Division I kids, but they would like to try to find some opportunity to play college basketball at some level.
Okay, we're talking to Tanner Field from the Aggieland Homeschool boys basketball team. I looked at the information that Scott sent, which included your upcoming schedule, and want to make sure and let the listeners know about this, Tanner, because frankly, you started listening to all those 6'5", 6'9", 6'10", guys, and I'd like to see you guys play sometime. I don't want to take the Eagle intramural team up against you, but I'd like to see you. But we ought to let the listeners know you guys do play at the Neal Recreation Center in Bryan, and I'm looking, you have several home games coming up in February, and then also you'll play at Allen Academy, so that's in town. So you've got a bunch of games if people want to get a chance to come out and see a really different brand of basketball, because it is the home school, and because you guys have some kids hoping for college and some obviously some talent. So people have a chance to do that, and you'll be playing your home games at the Neal Recreation Center. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, and I'm assuming, maybe you'd say no, but I'm assuming you'd love to have folks come out and get a look at your kids. But then in March is when the national tournament is in Springfield, Missouri. We were talking about Cease sending me up to cover that one for about a week or so. But that's what you're pointing for with all these games and all this work. What's the best you guys have done at nationals before, and what do you think you can do this year?
Well, when we started as an organization, the hope was always just to crack that top 32. And my first year, we finished 13th in the nation. Last year, we finished 7th. And, I really feel like this is our year. You know, if we can bring everything together and play our best basketball at the right time of year, there's really not anybody that we can't compete with. I mean, when my team plays defense and we compete hard, we can play with anybody in the country, and I'm talking any prep school. You know, we got an opportunity to play the number one team out of Kansas, and this is number one out of any division, Sunrise Christian Academy, who practically their whole lineup's going D1. And, you know, we competed hard and lost to them at the very end by 1 point. And so those opportunities tell me that we can play with anybody. And so we're going up to nationals, and we're hoping to have a national championship and be able to use that to continue to push our program forward. And I would encourage any of the listeners, you know, if you want to see probably one of the best basketball games that will be played right here in Bryan College Station, maybe outside of what the Aggies are doing, because they're doing fantastic. But we play Satch Homeschool, which is another homeschool team out of Houston. And Satch's point guard is already committed to play basketball at A&M. His name's J.J. Caldwell. And they're just stacked talent with a lot of really good players. And so if you wanted to come out and see any game, that would be the game you'd want to come see. It's going to be extremely competitive.
And that's going to be Saturday, February the 6th, right?
It's Saturday, February the 6th.
At the Neal Rec Center. And Satch, and obviously we've heard of that program and their team. So they're coming in. So tell us, as we finish up, Tanner, first of all, thank you for being with us. But as we finish up, we're talking homeschool basketball, and you're playing at Neal Recreation Center, so things are a little bit different. Tell our listeners, I think you probably would have caught some people's attention with the information you gave us. It's been pretty impressive, to be honest. If you're telling people they want to come, now, is there room in the gym? How much room? I mean, what if a couple hundred people showed up, you know, because thousands listen to the show, so even if a couple of hundred of them showed up, is there going to be room for them to watch a game? Do you charge, since your team's so good, do you charge $20 to get in? Tell us about the experience if one of our listeners or dozens of our listeners wanted to come see the Aggieland Panthers play. Tell us about that. We mentioned Neal Recreation Center. What kind of room is there in there? What kind of crowds do you guys usually draw? What does it cost to get in?
Well, we usually draw a pretty good crowd, and being that we'll play Satch, you know, generally what you do in homeschool games is all of our younger teams will play before us, and so all of the families hang around and they play, and it'll be an anticipated game because, you know, we've had some good games over the years and a little bit of a rivalry, but we both respect each other's organizations and what we've been able to accomplish. As far as at the Neil Rec Center, you know, we don't charge people to come into games. There's
is there much room, Tanner?
Not really. And so anybody that's listening in Bryan ISD or College Station ISD that wants to rent us out a gym, you know, we would
at a good rate.
We would be greatly appreciated on February 6th because there I think would be a pretty good crowd, and even with our smaller games, we kind of already pack out that
right.
gym. But it is a nice gym; they got a good wood floor, and so that, for the safety of the kids, it's kind of why we choose there. So, but you know, we're always looking, and I've got some of my parents actually making phone calls to see
right.
for that one day if we can actually find a little bit more space.
Well, I tell you what, my co-host, my sports editor here, Mr. Cessna, he has always been a guy who knew how to make a few dollars. We might get a tarp over the parking lot at the Eagle here in the back and put in some bleachers and sell some tickets and see if we can make some money out of that. That's Tanner Field. He's the head basketball coach at Aggieland Homeschool, the top team in the nation, hoping to get that first national championship in a couple of months when they head to the national tournament. And Tanner, we appreciate you making the time for us, and thank you so much. And I think you put something out there that might help a little bit. I think people are going to be interested in the Panthers.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. Thanks so much.
Okay, that was very informative. They're always informative, maybe more so today. That was all quite entertaining. That was Larry Bowen with our Kelly Burt Dozer High School Report. Kelly Burt Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. Call Kelly Burt Dozer at 778-1902. He's proudly supporting the youth of our community. Up next, we'll give you a little taste of what's happening over in the news department of the Eagle.